Discuss warranties and service contracts. Many purchases come with warranties such as appliances, computers, electronics, and vehicles. Cars come with manufacturer's warranties and often have optional extended warranties that are actually service contracts. Being able to differentiate the various types can help understand rights, as well as when something is not really a good deal. A warranty should be written. A spoken warranty is not useful. A warranty is only as trustworthy as the organization that is offering the warranty. It is up to the client to make a warranty claim and to know who to contact and what is and is not covered. Here are some types. An express warranty is defined as a clearly stated assurance, either written or spoken, by a seller that a product will meet certain standards or performance expectations. These are sales promises made about a product, such as promised battery life on a single charge. A full warranty, limited warranty, or manufacturer's warranty are also examples of express warranties, that is, these are not implied warranties. An implied warranty is defined as an unstated but legally recognized guarantee that a product will function as expected for its intended purpose. An implied warranty is a consumer protection based on state law that holds manufacturers accountable for the promises that they make about products, specifically that it is suitable for its intended purpose and functions as intended. A toy should work as advertised and not contain lead, for example. A full warranty is defined as a guarantee that covers the full cost of repair or replacement for defective items under specific conditions, typically with no additional charges to the consumer. A full warranty, despite its name, contains exceptions and exclusions. Example, does not cover wear and tear, and has a limited warranty period. It usually covers more parts of an item or more damage conditions than a limited warranty. Limited warranty. A limited warranty is like a full warranty in that it has exceptions, exclusions, and a defined warranty period, but it may not cover as many parts or as many damage conditions as a full warranty. Manufacturer's warranty. This is a written warranty that spells out the duration of the warranty. For a vehicle, this can be in time and or vehicle miles. For different parts of the warranty, what parts or repairs are and are not covered, the limits of the warranty, and what will occur if the product fails and cannot be repaired. Example, replaced. Maintenance items are not usually covered. Failure to perform required maintenance may void parts of a warranty. A service contract or extended warranty is defined as an optional service agreement that provides repair or replacement coverage beyond the standard warranty period offered by the manufacturer. An extended warranty service contract is sold separately from the base product and warranty. A different organization may offer this contract. A service contract is not a warranty at all, despite being marketed as such. It is a contract for specified services. Service contracts may be more expensive than the value they provide when the repairs covered in that period are unlikely. The repairs would be low cost or a replacement is affordable. While a client will decide for themselves if a service contract is a good idea, if the contract is acquired, the client should be prepared to be able to make a claim by knowing when a warranty issue is occurring, the warranty period, how to make a claim, and by having the required documentation to prove they have a service contract. Some clients may get such contracts and forget they have them or fail to maintain the needed documentation. If the client can afford a replacement, it may be better to accept this risk.